Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby.
It's hectic around here.
Let's go ahead. Welcome you in, man. There are things brewing all over the place here. Man. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Slums of Sacramento.
Hold up.
What are you doing with him? What are you doing with him?
What are you doing in there?
I'm covering for a little bit, just a couple minutes.
Okay.
So
what are you doing with us?
I wanted to hang out. Like, I wasn't done.
You can hang out as long as you want.
Always. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Got that
Joe?
Giants fitted on us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I wonder if he would have wore that if the ninth inning hadn't happened yesterday.
That was
yesterday.
Crazy. I was like, yo, these fools really about to lose to the Rockies. I told them I needed a sweep, and they were down 3 going into the ninth.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what caused me to tune in to that game in a minute. Oh, I was hoping we had this. Let me see if I can make this work. Hit this button. No, that doesn't do it. Hit. Oh. How did I do this? Oh, I know how I did
Looking
it.
Looking like Kenny Caraway when D-Lo's going.
No. I got it. No, because we've got to press buttons here. Hang on. No, okay. Let's get off this screen. It all makes it. The payoff is gonna be worth it. It's actually not. I just realized I'm doing all of this work, and the payoff probably isn't going to be worth it. But I'm going to hit this button. I'm going to hit this button, that button, and then this button. Now, some of y'all might not get this.
Oh, no, not again.
But y'all know. Boy.
Well, oh, man, they out there.
They are out there for real.
I think it's all right. I'm gonna let this cook. This is a bop. This is a bop. I'm gonna let this cook.
Something they had and somebody else is holding.
It's
really hard to resist.
Ooh, this Trey Young. Ooh. Come on.
Maybe you think it's cute.
Hey.
But girl, I'm not impressed. I tell you one time only with my 3-point shot, don't miss.
Trey just needs some time, to get away. All these rumors,
I can't take it no more.
Come on now.
Hey, man.
My best friend said,
there's one out now about me and the girl down the hall.
Hey, shout out Sacramento. Shout out Sacramento.
Yes, indeed.
Jay King in the house.
Timex Social Club, a.k.a. Club Nouveau.
Yeah, man. Shout out. They out there. Well, obviously, it's just one of them, but they still performing. I be seeing them.
Salute. Around the country. They're not doing new songs, are they?
No, no. Okay. Well, I don't think so.
Can we tell them not to if they are? Because
Club Nouveau-ish is still kicking out here, man.
That's cool.
Still doing work.
I saw Force MDs-ish, and they was out there. It's a new record. Like, hey, man, get your ass off the stage.
I just remember Big Boy in, what song was it? I can't remember, but he said, this ain't Club Nouveau. Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes why? I can't remember the name of that song. The actual title of the song, but the Outkast track.
Okay. I just want my pen.
Oh, well, okay.
I got to write down all the rumors.
Look at all these rumors.
Man, just need some time to get away.
Oh, man, okay.
Game tonight.
So the crazy thing about it is, I believe all the rumors. And we're not hearing the same thing. We're hearing contradicting rumors, yeah. And I believe them all.
All of them.
Because they're all so random. They're so out of nowhere. The avenues that I'm hearing these from are so, like, how do you make this up?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I believe all of them.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Chris. That was Aquemini, the title track of Aquemini. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's going to bother me.
Let's give Cole his love because he's going to be upset that we're talking rumors and Kings.
Bro, Cole.
Thunder up. Let him have his moment.
He can have his moment, but he got to be TC. He got to be real with himself. Everybody waiting for this series to end. I'm just saying. I'm enjoying. I'm watching. I can't wait till 5:30. I'm going to be checking it out. Yeah. Let's just be real. The NBA community is waiting for this series to end so we can get down to the summer.
Well,
am I wrong?
No. But is there a rule that Kevin Durant can't be traded tonight?
Yeah, kind of unspoken. They're not trading.
There's no Alex Rodriguez is signing with the New York Yankees.
Right. They ain't doing nothing during the NBA finals but playing the games.
Yeah.
So even if things are done, things are close to being done, nothing will be even people can't even say nothing until after that final buzzer of whatever game.
All right. Well, that's happening tonight. We'll talk about that.
Did they do something last year? What was going on last year? Was it Dan Hurley was during the finals?
Dan Hurley and the Lakers. Was it during the finals?
I believe it was because I remember Woj was always at TD Garden talking
about
it.
Okay. God, what an awful time that was. That Dan Hurley is the Lakers coach era was awful. And, man, I've got some opinions on your New York Knicks also.
Well, I mean.
They're looking a little funny for multiple reasons. That situation was so weird last night, and I guess it continued this morning. Mm-hmm. I had to call someone and ask. I had to ask some questions about how this stuff works. And I was told, and we'll break this down later, this coaching, it really does vary from franchise to franchise. There's no, like, hard and fast rule about how teams handle this. It really does fall on the franchise. We'll talk about this. I just think it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I got an opinion on your New York Knicks.
Okay.
I think I got a couple opinions.
Well, I'd like to hear them because.
Well, you're going to have to wait because I wrote a show.
A good one, too. A good one.
I think so, man. I think
action-packed.
I think we've got a lot to talk about. Some of it is about the New York Knicks and the moves that they attempted to make last night and couldn't. Some of it is about your San Francisco Giants.
Come on, baby.
This isn't really part of the story. It's just my story. There is only one reason I saw the end of that game. And it is our brother Bonte. I did not know bad luck Bonte was a thing. So I was just sitting around and he posts this IG story. bro got the fresh cut by TV Bonte. TV Bonte a little different.
Different.
Got
that, talk to Bonte this week.
Got that fresh cut, and I was like, oh. But he looked disheveled. I'm like, well, what was covering the? What's going on here? Giants were down 5-2. He's talking about bad luck. I think it was the seventh. He's talking about, oh, man, bad luck. Bonte hit a, you know, strikes again, and he had posted the video. It was within 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So I was like, oh, Bonte. And my first thought was, oh, no. I know who they're playing.
Yeah.
I switched over and was able to catch the end of that game, which, of course, as is the case, because I'd like to see the Giants. The only person I was thinking about was you, because I'm thinking if this holds, if this holds, it's not going to be a 12 o'clock shut everything down moment. But we're going to come back from commercial, and I'm just going to say, hey, man, your Giants lost, and leave.
I was going to be a little pissed off.
I was just going to walk out.
It's going to be a little pissed off.
Go get my drink.
But instead, it turned into good luck D-Lo.
I guess so.
Usually you're bad luck D-Lo, because then you watch a game last year and they like blew the lead or something like that.
Giants?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You're like, let me tap in and see what's going on. And then they blew
the
lead.
Saw that might have been the Giants. Yeah.
Well, it's good luck D-Lo this year.
Hey, here we go. It's a new year.
You got to tap in every night, bro.
New year, new D-Lo. Well, see, that's just abusing powers. Like, and one, I can't tune in at the beginning, like, because that ain't going to help. Things are looking a little rocky. I'm like the closer.
The rally D-Lo.
I'll tune in for the final three innings and make sure the Giants
win. Put it on a shirt.
I promise I'll tune
in.
I'll tune in all weekend. I know you got a big weekend ahead. Well, given our schedule, I'll try to tune in all weekend.
Tapping in. They got Sunday Night Baseball on Sunday.
Bad luck Bonte had me tuning into the Giants last night. Game three, first one in Indiana tonight for the NBA Finals. We'll get into that. We'll talk about that. But, man, them rumors is out there. Them rumors is out there, and KC said it to start. I'm not sure, you know, you could choose to believe whatever you want to, because it's all over the place.
Yeah.
If you're on the side of Trae Young becoming a Sacramento King, you've got reason to be excited. If you are against the idea of Trae Young becoming a Sacramento King, you might have reason to be excited.
Right. I am on the side of being excited for Trae Young to be a Sacramento King. I had some conversations yesterday and just thinking about things myself. And I was like, I got done with everything. I was like, yo, this dude Trae, I hope it goes through. I hope it goes through. This is the type of point guard I've been looking for a long time here in Sacramento. A long, long time. You can go back to the tweets with me and I forgot my man's name.
Mark my words.
I said, yo, get Trae Young here no matter what. We'll figure it out. Obviously, it didn't go down that way.
No, it didn't.
But, yeah, if they can get Trae Young here in Sacramento, this is the type of guard I've been looking for. I wish he was a little taller. Wish he was a baller. He is a baller. But the shot making, shot creation, the ability to shoot from distance, now – since he's learned how to pass, his being able to create for others. Yeah. Yeah, if we can get Trae Young here in Sacramento, you'll be talking to one happy KC. I'm excited. I hope the rumors that I'm hearing, the rumors everybody hearing, I hope it's true. And
well, which rumors?
The ones of him coming here to Sacramento.
So there's the tough part is for those who might be against the idea of Trae Young, and here's the toughest part. James and I talked to some of the same people, but he's a reporter. He's got a little more than I do. You and I talked to completely different people. We're all hearing some version of the same exact thing. So it's like, okay, there's a little fire.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're here. The problem is the reason it hasn't happened. Because if that part of the rumor is true,
right,
it's not happening.
Right. That's a fact.
The Kings and Hawks have a hurdle to get over. Nah, man, they got a Grand Canyon to get over. And I'm not sure that that's possible, but we'll talk about it. We'll speak in hypotheticals. We'll speak in what ifs. And we'll talk about the fact that I think Scott Perry now is in a pretty tough situation. Mm. We'll explain why. We're just getting started. We're thrilled that you're here with us. Jesse joined us.
Oh, just what are you back. Doing with him?
He's here. No, I was just
did a show on 15 minutes of prep today. Shout out,
my man, cooking. My man, working. That's a man. Ain't nobody better. So we're just getting started, man. We're gonna open up the phone lines for you. We're gonna talk. We're gonna have some honest conversations. We're gonna have some fun. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
I don't know who to believe. I'll believe what
I don't
makes,
know, man. I'm not
I'll believe
a reporter.
What makes me happy.
I'm not a reporter.
I'll do.
One thing I'm not going to do is sit on the phone with a Sacramento Kings point guard again while he's in his new city, like hearing him tell me his side of the story. That's not my job. Like, I appreciate these brothers. I'm always happy to talk to them. I'm always happy to talk to different players. I'm always happy to get to know different players. I'm always happy to hear different players' perspectives on things.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm going to do that again. So I'm not a reporter.
Understandable.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. Mm. That's all it is. So this smoke, if you will, surrounding Trey. I guess to a certain degree, Darius Garland. Star point guard chasing, you know, perhaps, or high level point guard chasing. Well, Trey is certainly a star, but Darius Garland, I think, is a high level point guard.
An all star in this league.
Yeah, yeah. I think Scott Perry has maybe, to no fault of his own, found himself in a tough situation for the first time. Like, I think Scott Perry now might officially be in a tough situation. And part of that is, again, or maybe all of it is no fault of his own. I don't believe Scott Perry is running around telling people. I don't get that impression at all. In fact, I'll take it a step further. One of the things, and you guys know we don't talk to each other before the show.
Sorry, Danny.
You tell me if you are like, this isn't a new conversation. This conversation didn't start yesterday.
No.
This conversation started maybe as far back as a month ago.
Yeah.
Perhaps a month and some change ago.
Yeah.
And we found out recently. Why? Could be multiple reasons. Someone's trying to push the deal through, and you know, leaking it to the public helps kind of maybe rally the fan base, frustrate that, whatever it is. Like, it serves a benefit for somebody. It could be that it is relatively close to happening, or, you know, maybe the framework is there and multiple agents and teams and team personnel are aware of it. So the more people know, the more it's likely to filter out. That's a theory, or that's a possibility, I should say. But just one thing I don't think is happening is Scott Perry is running around telling people.
Right.
It's just, it's out there now. And Kings fans, and this is the tough part, and it's accentuated by the fact that the Pacers are in the finals. Now, this doesn't involve Tyrese Halliburton, but you can't remove Tyrese Halliburton from the equation. Kings fans are going to feel a certain way. They're also going to feel a certain way about Pascal Siakam. This was a name that we heard. And this was a name, I believe it was Sham Sharani, who said, Masai Ujiri, the Raptors are in Sacramento tonight. They're going to meet ahead of tonight's game to discuss the possibility of Pascal Siakam and the Sacramento Kings. We hadn't even left the building before Sham said, well, yep, those talks are over.
That's facts.
And maybe in the moment, there was a contingent of Kings fans that were frustrated. Maybe in the moment, there were a contingent of Kings fans that were like, oh, it's fine. Today, I think there are a lot more Kings fans that are frustrated. You could throw OG Anunoby into this conversation. Maybe you could throw John Collins in there. I don't think Brandon Ingram conversations ever really got anywhere, but there was certainly thoughts of that. For certain, there were thoughts of that. You've put Kings fans in a position again where there is a report out there, a star player, a bigger, and I disagree with Trista, a better player than De'Aaron Fox. He'd join the Sacramento Kings and immediately be the best player on the team. And it's out there, and there's maybe a little bit more of a behind-the-scenes report that the ball is kind of in the Kings' court on this one. And whether that means financially as it pertains to Trey or it means something else, I think a lot of us have heard the ball is in the Kings' court when it comes to Trey Young.
And there was a story out there yesterday that Scott Perry, in whatever, you know, either-or situation, preferred Darius Garland as opposed to Trey Young or other point guards. I would want to let Scott do what he needs to do, but I would also say you better come away with somebody. You better come away with somebody. This is the other aspect, and you kind of touched on a little bit of what we have to deal with here in Sacramento, what we've had to deal with as Kings fans and people in the media who follow this team. It feels like numerous different times being on the precipice of something, having something right there for you to make a decision, and you just let it go.
Yep.
You just let it pass. And I think more for me, some people just like, no, don't bring no bad contracts in or quote unquote non-winning player. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Me personally, make a move, make mm-hmm. a decision, make a bold move. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see, whether that's Trae Young or you say no to Trae Young and you like Darius Garland, or you say no to both of them and you like another point guard or another shooting guard or something like that. Just don't get caught there doing nothing again. That's what I don't want to see. Go after, go for the gusto. And I will trust Scott Perry's judgment on what going for the gusto means mm-hmm. for him. But I don't want to get caught after seemingly having an opportunity to be in control of the decision that you make as far as who you get, who you go after, and coming away with nothing again. That's what I don't want to see for this franchise.
This is getting my attention. I want to bring our man Quiddy Q. Where to go? I thought Siakam, he asked in the chatty house on YouTube, I thought Siakam wouldn't re-sign here. That's correct, because the Sacramento Kings didn't offer the right amount of money. Mm-hmm. From what we've been able to learn, he wasn't going to re-sign here because he knew Indiana was going to offer him the max mm-hmm. amount of money that they could. And for whatever reason, Monty McNair and the Sacramento Kings decided they would not. So the Pacers married themselves, and we said this when it happened. This isn't hindsight. They married themselves to the pairing of Siakam and Tyrese. Mm-hmm. That's who they were going to build around. The Kings did not apparently want to marry themselves to Siakam, Sabonis, and De'Aaron. And that's why he wouldn't resign here.
Yeah. And that was, at the time, I would have been understanding and in favor of that. In hindsight, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. If he was willing to come here to Sacramento and all you had to do was give him a, I don't know what they were offering, but another $40 million or something on the deal, that's a mistake. That has proven to be a mistake.
Yeah.
By Scott Perry and, like I said, myself. I wasn't in favor of trading for him for Keegan or mm-hmm. some other stuff, so that would prove
or
to be a mistake.
Or whatever it looked like, yeah.
That proved to be a
mistake.
See,
we can't – and that's where I say Scott Perry is in a tough position. We can't have any more hindsight mistakes. Mm-hmm. We can't have any more, well, in hindsight. Nope, you can't do that. Sorry. This is apologies to Scott Perry, BJ Armstrong, the entire front office. Your previous regime blew that luxury for you. You do not get the opportunity to go, you know, I wish we had that one back. Nope, you can in 3 or 4 years. Not now. This franchise has lost that ability as a whole. You can't have no more, should have done it differently. Yeah. And it's unfair to Scott Perry. It's unfair to his front office. But it really is just the way it is right now.
That's it.
You, unfortunately, can't miss. And I'd ask this to Scott Perry if he was sitting in front of us. Scott, do you like Trae Young? If he looks me dead in the face and goes, no, I don't think I do. Okay. Who's better that you could acquire? Because it's not who's better than Trae Young. It's not, well, De'Aaron Fox is better than Trae. It's not the conversation. You're not going to acquire De'Aaron Fox. The question is, who's better for the Sacramento Kings that you as the general manager can acquire than Trae Young? And that's what I would need the answer to.
Yeah, facts.
I'd ask 50 other questions, too, like why isn't Trae Young good enough? What does he lack? What are you looking for? And then I'd ask, who can you realistically go land that will help this team more than acquiring someone like Trae Young can?
Yeah. TJ, pessimistic Kings fan. At least he says, hey, I'm pessimistic. It just is.
No, that's our brother.
Like, I respect that. But he says, yeah, make a move just to make a move that sets the franchise back further. There's two things that stuck out to me about this comment. Number one, you just touched on it a little bit. We also have to understand Sacramento, California. We've had this conversation a number of different times about free agents signing. You're going to have to make bold moves. I know it doesn't seem like it now, but at the time, going to get Chris Webber was a bold move. That was a move that was like, oh, I don't know. He's had issues off the court. Is he a quote-unquote winning player? All this other stuff. It ended up working out. Trae Young may fall into that same category, but because you're here in Sacramento, you have to make those type of bold moves because free agents, you're not signing a Trae Young caliber player in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to take somebody that has superstar, is a superstar or superstar potential, may have some warts on them, and take an opportunity that you get them here in Sacramento and things change a little bit. So it's not a move just to make a move's sake. It's when are you going to be able to get a player of that caliber again? Maybe, and like you said, asking Scott Perry, maybe there's another guy on Trae Young's level that's like, no, I don't want to go with Trae. I think we can get this guy. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And I'm sure he would tell us that live on the radio.
Live.
That's exactly what he would do.
Don't dump anything. Yeah, that's exactly what would happen.
Matter of fact, why don't we call the general manager? treat it like a game show. Treat it like Love Island. Go lay in bed. Well, I watched an episode last night.
How'd you like it?
I think the Chatty House willed this into existence.
Oh.
I got a text on the way home from KSFM. Hey, really sorry. I know there's no game tonight. We've got to watch Love Island. Okay. So I don't know if she was watching the show.
Yeah.
And she said she wasn't. So it just organically came. It was those shows are so weird to me, man. They're so weird. But I was watching.
Okay.
I was watching.
It'll get me to tap in. Like, I'll see it, and I got to see how things finish off a lot of the time. So.
Some of these reality shows do feel like sports. Like last night's, like the show that the version, I think, I don't know where in this, I don't know where we are in this. Mm. That was the first episode I ever saw. I'm watching this, like, this feels a lot like NBA free agency. Like, I get it. You walk up and you try to find your partner and which one you like the most and who you're going to share the bed with that night. And it's like, yeah, this is NBA free agency right here.
Yeah. The other thing to TJ's point as well is like make a move to set the franchise back even further. I mean, because of where you're at right now, because of the conference that you play in, like, I don't want to say what's that going to hurt, but what's going after Trae Young going to hurt? Like, what you're already staring being bad in the face right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're already staring that in the face. If Trae Young gets here and it's the worst case scenario, all right, you're bad. Like you are.
You're almost certainly
bad.
Not worse.
That's
than you
I guess
are
that's
right
an
now.
Easier way of what I'm saying. Like, what are you really losing? Maybe 2 years on a rebuild.
And I think there's something important to point out. We've all heard you, me, Hammer. We've all heard different versions of what this might look like. Mm-hmm. Domas is not involved in any of these.
Right. That's. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not going to say it as a statement. I'm going to say it as a question. Is Keegan?
Not from what I've heard.
Not from what I've heard either. So you're adding Trae, at least based on what we've heard, to those two. Yeah, I think you're okay in that regard. Mm. Like if it was Domas and you're Scott Perry and you really buy Domantas Sabonis and pairing someone with him, I'd understand to a certain degree. You're not trading Domas. And if we're accurate, you're not trading Keegan either. Why? Like, I got questions. I got questions.
Yeah. And securing the Bagley says.
In fact, get Scott Perry on the phone, please, Jesse.
Hit him up.
Just get him on the phone.
Yeah. I'm on it.
Scott Perry, Securing the Bagley says, might be Scott Perry.
Hey, change your name to Securing the Trae.
He says, because you wouldn't get back multiple first-round picks for Trae Young and a new 4 or 5 year max contract. These are to me personally, these are the chances you got to take here in Sacramento, California. These are the chances you got to take in the NBA. The one of the differences between Sacramento and like a New York.
Hold on 1 second. I don't think I understand what Securing is arguing against.
Because you're losing for Trae Young, probably going to cost you some first round picks. You're not going to
maybe
recruit
one.
Those.
Maybe one. At the most two. But I'm not sure he's costing you a ton. Atlanta's not in the best negotiating position here.
No. No, I'm mentally and emotionally prepared for three.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's what
stop
the deal
doing
is.
That.
But I'm willing. Between us.
Okay. All right. Now everyone knows.
Well, no, everybody just settle down. Just talking. To
hang up on Scott Perry so he doesn't hear this.
I'm willing
to
go
you,
three.
Jesse, he was right there too on line two.
Aren't you willing to go three first rounders for Trae?
Well, damn, I don't think you need to.
Yeah.
I don't,
well, no. I agree. But if they
say, you know what? Make it five, Kenny.
Three is the max. But what I'm saying, if they, Jesse, if they said, look, we can get a deal done if you add another first.
And what am I sending?
You're sending two players, a Devin Carter type. DeRozan will probably be in the deal some way.
A third team involved.
I'm just saying I'm willing to.
And they're getting that Spurs pick too. We don't want that thing. Get that Spurs pick.
Yeah, take
out of
the
here.
Spurs pick and you, we keep our own.
Yeah, you get the to be clear, we're negotiating the Spurs pick. Not ours.
Yeah. But the whole point of it is, like, why would you do this 4 or 5 year max for Trey? I'm willing to take that chance, man. I'm willing to take that chance on a player like Trae Young. Like, I don't believe here in Sacramento you'll be able to get a player of that caliber on the market without taking some type of risk like that. I'm okay with taking that chance. Some people aren't. I get it. But I'm okay with it. Like, you can tank or do all that other stuff. That comes with its own sense of risk that people don't factor in. Like, they want to tank, they want to blow this thing up. What if you never find a good player? What if you tank and you never are able to draft or come across a player as good as Trae Young, who's a multi-time All-Star?
I kind of see it, and I told Ham, I see it, like, after you trade LaVine next year or whatever, like, you got the toughest part of the build done, right? I'd assume everyone's number one option is, like, look for the guy. That kind of, in a way, starts your new future in a sense where, all right, it's time to build around Trae Young. Like, this year won't look great given it's a tough backcourt, defensive backcourt with Trae and LaVine, but next year you move off of LaVine, bring in some wings or whatever. Like, maybe you could start building something off there then.
Yeah. Dame said it best, man. Like, if we're talking to Scott Perry, now that we're done, you can call him back again. But
I'm on it.
All right, you don't want Trey. I get it. Who can you get that's equal or better? I'm not saying just do it because you can't, but like, okay, you don't like Trey. Let's go search for somebody that's equal or better. If you can't find that person, maybe you got to take that chance. Maybe you got to roll the dice.
How many times did we yell at the last guy for not?
What'd you say?
So how many times did we yell at the last guy for not taking a chance?
Every damn day.
Also,
literally, that's why he was fired.
Also, though, like we talked about earlier with James, like, don't let the past noise or whatever influence you now. Like, if it's just Trey's not your guy, he's not your guy, but you got to get something done.
Scared money don't make no money. I'm not willing to roll the dice on a Drew Holiday or something like that, but I'll roll the dice on Trae Young. It might come up snake eyes, but I'm willing to roll the dice on Trae Young. I think he's that good of a basketball player.
I'd low-key be upset if it was Drew.
Positive or negative? I guess it's all glass half. I guess this is a glass half empty, glass half full question. I'm comfortable now with the idea these conversations have been going on, I'm going to say conservatively for a month.
Sounds about right.
Like, and whatever the level of the conversation is, talks of this have been happening for at least a month. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because I ask because they've been going on. That means if there is a general manager, an agent, or, I mean, Trey, but it would be through his agent, that are just absolutely adamant that this is not a thing, it would be over. Mm-hmm. It would have ended a long time ago. So all parties are stimulated by this conversation. Mm-hmm. It's tantalizing. Mm-hmm. But why isn't it... Why does it seem like we're stuck on the final boss and we can't win the game?
So his question, like, if this is a good or bad thing, why it's taking this long?
Yes.
Okay. Again, like you said earlier, it depends on what you believe from what you heard today. Like, if Scott or whoever is not a fan of Trae Young, it's a bad thing. To me, that's like, all right, they're probably... To me, it's like, all right, maybe they're just... They're not doing that deal right now, then.
And I'll put it to you like this. This is what I believe. If Scott isn't a fan of the deal, it's not happening.
Yeah, that's why.
Like, I don't, like, people were, oh, Vivek's meddling and he wants Trae. Like, I don't think that's the case at all. The reason why you might be hearing some stuff is, like you mentioned earlier, Atlanta, you know, trying to persuade somebody, agents trying to persuade somebody and putting it out there publicly. If Scott Perry doesn't want to do the deal's not getting done.
Yeah.
I don't think he's getting pressure from Vivek or the higher ups, in this case, just Vivek, I guess, to make a deal that he doesn't want to do.
Jeremy Lamb.
Well, Trips Lamb, you know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's a joke, by the way. That was 1,000% a joke.
The other thing about it is I'm a believer that the deal may are if that deals may be pretty much done. And the NBA says, don't even put it out there until after these finals are done.
Yeah.
And
Ryan says, Hawks, 219-264 with Trae Young leading the franchise.
Off the top of your head, who's the best player he's ever played with on the Hawks?
John Collins. That's just a guess. Maybe it's...
No, that's where we landed as well.
DeJounte Murray?
Yeah, DeJounte.
Also, while you're here, Ryan, do the Kings now.
Yeah.
Do the Kings record in the same time frame that Trae Young has been in the league and tell me what that looks like.
No, here's the deal.
With a lot more, too.
Here's the deal. No disrespect to Ryan. He wants Steph Curry because he's got a good winning percentage, right? Like, that's what you're trying to get. Like, a guy with a great winning percentage while they're on that team. So the Warriors trying to give up Steph. You know what I mean? Who else has been winning a lot? LeBron James. He's been winning a lot. I'm sure he has a high winning percentage.
Nah, he's a loser.
Well, yes, in the finals. But in the playoffs, in regular season, winning record. Who else has a win? Tatum. Jaylen Brown. Let's go get him. The whole point of what I'm saying is the guys that would probably have that winning percentage aren't available.
They're unavailable because they're winning, by the way.
Right. They're not available.
Believe it or not, you can build around players like Trae Young. Like, it's not just Trae's here and that's it.
That's like Trae Bagley. We should go get SGA. I bet his winning percentage is great. No, that's fantastic.
Hey, securing the SGA.
Right, there you go. Securing is right. We should go get SGA. We need a point guard. Like, that's such a I think that's such an unfair and lazy critique of players like Trae Young, like Zach LaVine. DeMar DeRozan gets put in there too. Yeah, just because they have a winning percentage at one place doesn't mean it's just automatically going to carry over. Sometimes it does. Sometimes you get selfish guys. You got bad teammates that wherever they go, they affect winning by just how they go about things. I'm not saying that's not a real thing, but I think the conversation should be more nuanced than just looking at somebody's record and saying they're a loser. That's not fair. I don't even think that's a good way of doing things.
So I'll ask this question again. If not Trae, then who? TC will tell us. You could tell us too. 916-909-1320. TC, hang on 1 second. We're going to get to you immediately when we get back here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk line here at 916-909-1320. Our brother TC. TC, what's going on, man?
Man, what's up with my two brothers?
We good, big dog. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm vibing with the homies. So I'm kind of fed up a little bit, bro. And not really nothing against anybody, no Kings fans, bro. But I'm kind of over the, like, we want to take a gamble. We need a point guard. Well, bro, we taking a gamble on Trae Young, right? LaMelo, one of these dudes, even Drew Holiday. I get it, Jesse. You know what I'm saying? That's the Celtics. I wouldn't want to give up Drew neither. You know what I'm saying? So I keep pushing. Y'all get him. Keep Drew on the Celtics. But that's even a swing, bro. So what do we really want, Kings fans? You get me? It's between Nat, D'Lo, and KC, Jesse. It's between Nat. It's between this Orlando Magic trade I keep seeing, bro. But don't nobody want Jonathan Isaac, Anthony Black, Anthony Kohler, none of that. If we deal with them, bro, it's going to be for one of their young dudes. Obviously, we're not getting Paolo, and we're not getting the boy Franz. So we're going to go to Jet Howard, or we're going to go to DeSilva. Are they first-round pick? I don't want Jonathan Isaac, but I'm mad about everybody keep talking about Trae Young, bro. If we get Trae Young, that's the move. I'm also giving him that contract, bro. That's the guard we need, and we fit every other piece around him. Trae Young, Keon Ellis, come on, bro. Look. Hey, I'm fed up, bro. Kings fans, what do we really want, dog?
I'm with TC. All right, TC, man. Y'all done pissed him off.
Yeah.
Y'all done pissed my boy TC off. Hey,
and got angry TC in here.
And who published the Orlando Magic trade that pissed him off as well?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Pissed him off.
Wasn't that Will?
I don't know. Did Will have a Magic trade?
I think it was Will.
I thought it was like a – oh, maybe because I was about to say it was an SI. But
that's Will.
Yeah, but I didn't. It wasn't on King's SI. So, but still, it could have been Will. You're right. It was like on regular.
Will SI, went. Like. TC went from stealing Will's trades to being mad at him.
TC is
fed up. You heard him. He's fed up.
He's pissed off. All that. I think the frustration that TC has, I understand the sentiment of what he's talking about is, and we talked about it a little bit during the break. I'm of the belief it's all a risk. Like, if you want to go get these draft picks and young players and all this other stuff, there's no guarantee that any of them amount to much of anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when I talk about the risk, of going to get somebody like Trae Young, because there are risks involved. It's not a certain that he's going to be great here or anything else like that. I put that against the risk of going to get picks that may be a bunch of flops, going to get young guys that may never be as good as a Trae Young. And I said there, the risk, I don't want to say are is equal, but at least when I have a Trae Young, I know I've got a superstar that I'm hoping one of these potential guys turn into, and I can work around that. I'm drafting, you know, the seventh pick potentially, or taking a Anthony Black or something like that, and I hope he turns into something. I think he's a good prospect. I like him, but am I sure that he's going to turn into 24-11? Or am I sure that not even it has to all be shouldered, you know, on his development, but am I sure that I'm going to get two guys that maybe combined to average 24-11? That's not even a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought is always, if you have some apprehension with going with a Trae Young or a Darius Garland or any of these guys, and, you know, adding to that, and you want to rebuild, that's cool. I get that. But there's a lot of risk involved in a rebuild too that nobody wants to talk about. It's just about how do you want to go. And if you want to go with the rebuild with those risks, cool. I get it. That's fine. I'd rather go with trading for an established player and taking that risk.
Can I ask one small favor from Kings fans? I need this favor request to last the entire summer. I need your unhealthy and slightly bizarre infatuation with Jonathan Isaac to end.
Did you see that report
Jonathan
yesterday?
Isaac has played 7 games in his career, maybe 6. And y'all just, you talk about youth and potential, and y'all believe in this man more than his own mama do. Y'all, I need y'all to stop this at least for one off season.
Stop it.
Bro's already pivoting to his next career, dude.
Did you, the one of his 7 games, he went crazy on the Kings. Remember that?
Yeah.
He went crazy. It was like one of his literal 7 games he played that year. Did you see that report about the Magic? I had to read that like 3 times. I'm still not sure I'm seeing it correctly.
Did not.
I didn't see
what
it.
Was the,
oh, no, I
what
did
was
not
the,
see oh, it. I didn't report? See it.
So it was from Evan Sittery, our guy. Huh? But he said the Magic are willing to package Jonathan Isaac and Cole Anthony, mm-hmm, and first rounders in return for a rotational player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, what?
I saw that too. I was confused by it as well. I was confused by
They're
it.
Willing to give up all, like, I thought maybe they were looking for multiple first rounders. I read it like 4 times and said they're willing to package multiple first rounders for a rotational guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm pretty out on that. Like, the first rounder sounds cool, but I'm out on Cole Anthony and Jonathan Isaac.
But Cole
Anthony has a, like, that doesn't even make sense. He has $13 million due this year and a club option for $13 next year.
Is
it's not the type of player you need to attach a pick to?
I mean, is Isaac Jones, and I probably want to keep Isaac over Jonathan Isaac, but is Isaac Jones and Devin Carter, are they consider rotational pieces? Because now I got to look at it. You going to give me a couple first rounders? And I like Cole Anthony. I think he's a solid backup point guard. You
going to
give me a couple
them.
First rounders for that? I don't
was
know.
Was it a couple or was it one?
I thought I saw a couple.
Oh, that's insane. Yeah.
And it may be they're willing to trade a couple of first rounders. Maybe it's not necessary.
Are they expiring?
Someone tagged us in that. The Magic are open to packaging Jonathan Isaac and or Cole Anthony with their 2 first round draft picks to acquire a rotational upgrade.
You know what? I will take your trash.
That's
what?
That's per Kevin O'Conman's podcast.
You can leave your dumpster stuff over here. It's fine. Just, like I said, just give me
that
the 2 first rounders.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
Hey, man, I like Mace, but
they have to be expiring. They have to be expiring deals or something.
Yeah, I'm not even going to give you Nasty Boy.
I keep looking to see if Kevin O'Connor like commented like, wait, what? No, I didn't. I didn't say that.
Sounded like Draymond's son. No, I didn't.
Cool. No, Dad, you weren't shooting in the gym last night, liar.
Cole Anthony has a regular year this year and then a club option next year.
That's crazy.
that's kind of wild. That's kind of a tough look for Orlando.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where Orlando's going. What is Kings Nation's Jonathan Isaac? Well, that might be part of the problem.
What?
Jonathan Isaac was in the first year of a 4-year extension.
Oh.
He's due 15, 14 and a half, 14 and a half, and 15 over the next 4 years.
Jeez.
Kings fans, y'all be loving some Jonathan Isaac. Do you love him to the tune of $59 million? Just curious.
If you were to get their 2 first-round picks, is that?
Hell no. No. You're not giving me Jonathan Isaac for 4 years.
I mean, that money.
And their 2 first-round picks?
That money's not that crazy.
We're expecting them to be a little bit better, though.
Would you say 14, 15, and 18 or something like
that? It's 15, 14 and a half, 14 and a half, and 15. He has 4 full years, $59 million left on his deal.
If you got a backup point, I think Cole Anthony's a good backup point guard in this league. If you got that and 2 first-round picks, I might, yeah.
This doesn't work, though, because you're going to attach what? How much salary is that, though? Cole Anthony makes like 13?
Yeah, so 13 and so like 28.
I mean, the DeMar would work, but I don't want to waste my DeMar on that trade.
Jonathan Isaac did play 71 games last year after playing 58 the year before, 11 the year before, none the year before that.
Hold on.
None the year before that.
You mean he was in attendance for 71 games? He wasn't actually healthy, was he?
He played 71 games last year, 15.4 minutes per game. 15.8 minutes per game last year. The year he played 11 minutes per game, the year he played 11 games, he averaged 11 minutes per game. Didn't play in 2021-2022. Didn't play in 2020-2021. Played 34 games at 28 minutes the year prior. 75 games at 26 minutes the year before that. His rookie season, 17-18, played 27 games at 19 minutes, basically 20 minutes. Per game, has an average double figure points once.
Would you take just him and a first round pick?
No, you gotta give me a call. Give me a call. What they're talking about is what I need to make that deal. Jonathan Isaac, he does nothing for me.
Would you do it for Malik Monk?
As is the roster, as is, absolutely not. But if you've made some moves, say if
you got Trey,
made a Trey Young move, like yeah, now I'd be open to it.
Kenny's gonna die today. It's over today. Which is fine. Like, you've got 3 hours to die on the air. We'll turn the KSFM show into a eulogy. It's fine. We need to be able to Jesse to be able to use the program to make it a reel and get users.
So I gotta wait till they get
it's,
set up.
Well, no, he's got it. We're good. You could die today.
Okay.
Like, as it's just the agreement when we go.
Let's do a practice run. Run it through
on the air.
Let's run it through. What does it look like? Ready?
What?
That's pretty weak, to be honest.
Yeah, that's not going to get views. It's got to be a little bit more dramatic.
Yeah, that's really how you're going to go?
It's got to be a little bit more dramatic.
Look like the SpongeBob fish.
It's got to be something I can cry over. That I'd laugh at. I'd be like, man, that's a damn shame Kenny died like that. I hope Brees wasn't watching because that's just embarrassing. He ain't even going to be sad.
Dad died on air today. It was pretty weak.
Dad looked like a run-over frog on the show. It was just... Not good.
I ran over a frog one time. Well, no, I didn't. It was at my aunt's house. That was disgusting. It really was.
But who ran over the frog?
My aunt or something. Like, the frog tried to get across the driveway when they were backing out. And
everyone inside the car was fine, Stanley.
You've got like a lineage of just animals just not being able to spot
around you. That's a good point. Yeah. How many animals have you murdered in your life?
I haven't murdered any.
Hey, you know that, like, killing animals is the start of...
Yeah, it's in every movie.
But yeah, okay.
I haven't killed no animals. I don't kill no animals.
How's the squirrel that you...
I didn't kill him.
Just broke its legs.
I didn't kill him.
Just broke its legs and threw it out in the trash.
Well, I don't know if his legs were broke. I don't know nothing about that.
So if you were in the mafia and you broke someone's legs and then buried them alive... Your argument would be, I didn't kill him.
Yeah, I didn't.
What killed him then, Kenny?
I don't know if he's dead. That's the whole thing.
Well, he's buried.
I don't know that.
His parents have called it in, like, R.I.P. Rocky. It's over.
We don't know that. We don't
know
that.
You think this is an Undertaker situation? You think it's a trap door or something?
He might be, like, unique.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.